starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
One of Australia's greatest cultural trailblazers, laid to rest on her ancestral country. Elder, cultural leader and storyteller, Auntie Rhoda Roberts, died at the age of 66 after a battle with cancer. Gathering at St. Carthage's Cathedral in Lismore, guests from across the country came together to celebrate her life and legacy.
To spend a moment with Rhoda felt like the greatest gift. She was our mother, but she wasn't only ours. She was a mother, she was Amala to so many.
Her daughter, Sarah Roberts Field, paying tribute to the Woodjibal Wyabal woman alongside family and friends, honouring her role in transforming how Australia sees and celebrates First Nations culture, Miss Roberts' auntie Lola Roberts says she paved the way for generations.
And she took after her father by leading a way in life for other people and for generations who see there on TV to get up and make a stand for themselves.
As friends reflected on a life dedicated to truth-telling, creativity, cultural strength and service to her people, they remembered a groundbreaker without peer. From television to radio, theatre to festivals, Auntie Rhoda took First Nations stories to some of the biggest stages in the country and the world. Reflecting on her impact, actor Aaron Fa'aoso says Auntie Rhoda was a force.
A life that didn't just move through this world, but shaped it. A life that didn't just open doors, but changed what was possible on the other side of them. You were a force, but you were more than that. You were grounded in power. You knew exactly who you were.
And while her illustrious career took Auntie Rhoda around the world, loved ones told the congregation that no matter how far she travelled, culture and country were always at her centre. The arts were her passion and her platform. A farewell, fittingly filled with music, song and dance. Longtime friend and Australian country music legend Troy Cassar-Daly paid tribute with a performance of one of Auntie Rhoda's favourite songs.
Every one of my earthly possessions is inside this car, and the fuel gauge on empty usually decided how far.
While Casey Donovan's moving performance of Ave Maria ensured there wasn't a dry eye in the church.
You are my last, my first, and then I hear this voice.
Few will ever match the contribution of Auntie Rhoda Roberts to Australia's cultural identity. She will be remembered as a leader, mentor, and fierce advocate for her people. It is a legacy that will forever live on in the stages she transformed, the stories she championed, and the generations she inspired. In consideration of Indigenous protocols, SBS and NITV has gained permission to use and reproduce Rhoda's name, voice, and image in line with her wishes. We also continue to consult with her family and community. Sydney Lang, SBS News.